Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. This is Sharon Jeffers. I'm your host, and I will be with you for the next 55 minutes. And hopefully, I'm not going to say that. If you're new to my radio show, you might want to check out my website, starofthemagi.com. The show is based on a mystic oracle that reveals that the regular deck of playing cards is not so regular, and that it actually holds the keys to our kingdoms and reveals our destiny and who we are and who we are in relationship to one another and what we're all doing here. And in this time right now, things are a little crazy in some realms of life. And, I wrote on my blog about what I see for the financial future of this country, at least in the three-month cycle it's in. So if you're interested, you can look on there. I also put a little piece on there about energy-saving light bulbs, which I feel are extremely toxic. And there are other people that apparently are doing tests and finding the same thing. So I'm sort of like on a mission with that. So I want to welcome you here. If you're new, the card deck relates to the calendar succinctly. There are 52 weeks in the year and there are 52 cards in the deck. There are 12 court cards in the deck, jacks, kings, and queens. And there are 12 months in the year. There are four seasons in the year. And there are four suits in the deck. Each one of those seasons has 13 weeks. And each one of those suits has 13 cards. And there are 13 lunar cycles in the year as well. Magic numbers we have here. And there are 7 cycles of 52 days in the year. And there are 7 days in the week. And there are 7 planets governing the card system. We have a 13-card life path. We have a life path that reveals our mundane journey. We have a spirit path that reveals our spirit journey. We have inner cards, outer cards, gifts we bring, gifts we have to give, lessons we have to learn, and it's all revealed in this mystic oracle, which is really incredibly accurate. So I invite you, if you're new, to explore that. And on my website, you can look up your birth card. And there's a calendar there. If you click on what's my card, and you can go look at that. And then if you click on the cards up in the nav bar, you can read about what I just told you. And if you scroll down, I had to go there myself, actually. If you scroll down the page, you will see the life spread. And this system is composed of the life spread, a spirit spread, and 91 spreads that look similar, that delineate time and where we are in time. So I welcome your phone calls. As many of you know that listen to the show, I do short readings on the show. And if you call in, I want to know your birthday and your age. So if you look on the page titled The Cards, you will see, if you scroll down, the Grand Life Spread. I want to tell you something. I'm on Kauai. I'm broadcasting live from Kauai right now, the island of Kauai in Hawaii. And when I got here, one of my students said, okay, I need to show you something, and he took me into an online classroom. Just before I left LA to come here, I got a bunch of emails, people asking me if I would do webinars, and I thought, okay, now I get to jump another technological hurdle. And I got here, and my student said, I want to show you this online classroom, and I want to teach you how to use it. And so I'm going to be offering webinars. It's a really cool setup, and it works really, really well. And so I'm having my second lesson today. We already did a trial run and taught two lessons, the first two lessons of my level one training last week. And I got to learn what not to do and what I need to learn more of what to do. So that was really fun. So for those of you that have made those requests, stay tuned because I'm going to start offering my trainings online in this classroom, which is very, very cool. And then you, as part of that training, you have the option to have it all recorded visually and the visual and audio recorded so that you can have it to own and refer to. It's a very cool thing. So here we have the life path, and I got an email after my last radio show last week I didn't have time to focus on, and I want to just do a quick little reading for Aaron, who emailed me. And Aaron, if you're listening, if you're not, you'll be able to go in the archives and get this, and I'll email you that. But I did let you know that I was going to do this. I'm looking at the year that you have in your cards for age 30, which you are. You turned 30 this year on your birthday in February, on February 14th. And your card is sitting in the Seven of Spades house. And so all these obstacles that you're experiencing in your life and the feeling that you're boxed in a room with no doors and no windows and nowhere to go, and you feel like you just want to burst through the walls, my friend, oh dear, I shouldn't say that. Like John McCain. Let me tell you something, Aaron. You need to turn inwardly. This is the card of the mystic. This is the most spiritual card in the deck, and it is very demanding, and it will create one obstacle after another around you to get you to turn within. So your journey, age 30, is all about going inside. That has to be your first priority. You're establishing a new way of communicating with yourself. At least that is your opportunity. And this is, if you didn't hear anything else, this would be the best thing you could hear. You have a lot of cards that reveal that, you know, your higher awareness, your soul and its journey in this life right now wants you to turn within, wants you to go as deep as you can get. And when you get there, you go deeper. So one of the images I often have when this card shows up is of the person lying on an altar, just completely surrendered and open to having a journey that is mystical and important, and one that is focused within, okay? Every time you bump into an obstacle or you see or feel one of those walls that you think you're surrounded by, those are there to guide you and turn you within, and that's the only direction. When you go in that way, everything else will come to you. You don't have to figure anything out on the outside. You just turn inside, keep your focus there, and meditate, and meditate in a way that you're really stilling your mind. This is about self-mastery and discipline. And it's very, very important that you remember that. It's not about adopting concepts or, you know, it needs to be really, really, really simple and really, really clean so that you're just very much paying attention, observing your mind, bringing it back, being still. So those obstacles and walls and things are really gifts to you to direct you inward. And if you take advantage of them in that way and you become the one who initiates the process of turning your attention within, you are going to benefit beyond what you ever could by trying to accomplish anything outside right now. Those things will come to you automatically. Okay? So thank you for your email. And on that note, I want to tell you all who are listening, if you want to send me an email, you can send it to starofthemagi@earthlink.net. And you can also call in on the toll-free lines that you see on your webpage there. If you would like to talk with me, I would love to talk with you. So my focus was very much on the economy, but, you know, it last show I talked about that a lot relative to the cards. This show, what I want to talk about is the life spread of the system. So until someone calls in for a reading, that's where I'm going right now. So if you're, I want to invite you to come to this card that's starofthemagi.com/the_cards.htm. And if you just go to my website and click on the cards, you'll get there and scroll down to the bottom to the grand life spread. Because this spread represents where we are in time. Each one of us is resonating and embodying the influences of one of those cards that's sitting there and the 12 cards that follow it. And more, but I'm not going to go there. If you look right above this, I have the four personal significators. We each have a birth card, a spirit card, a planetary ruling card, and a soul card. These are really significant cards for each of us, and they speak volumes of who we are, how we move in the life, what we're here to receive, express, and what we bring with us to share with others. And for me, these are really, really important influences. If you don't know what those cards are, you can call me and I will tell you. But you can find your birth card by the... Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Yes, my name is Arndt from Germany. I call about Skype and... I have just to turn down Sharon's voice.
Okay, well, you're on the line with me, Arndt. This is Sharon.
Ah, hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, I'm very, very happy to have you on the phone.
Yes, well, I'm happy to have you as well.
Yeah. So I have to tell you my birthday, right?
Yes, you do.
It's the 17th of June in 1971.
71. So you are the King of Clubs, Jack of Diamonds.
Yes, I am.
And 71 from 08 is 37, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. I always like to double-check my math. So let's look at age 37. I'm going to first just look at your 7-year cycle quickly to see where you are in that cycle, because the cycle that you're in for 7 years began at 35, and it's a cycle of change. It's the fifth cycle in the card system. It's the fifth 7-year cycle in your life, and it's ruled by the planet Uranus. So lots of change and bringing in the future for you. And probably this is a time when you're really developing, have been and will be developing an entirely new relationship with yourself and how you express yourself in the world.
Mm-hmm.
37, lots of opportunities coming your way this year. And you assuming a position of teacher, and in your teaching, communication of the wisdom that you have gained and that you are gaining. So it's a very powerful time for you right now, this year. And age 37 is governed by the planet Mars. Now, you have the Eight of Hearts and the Ten of Clubs sitting in your houses. Let me tell you what that means. First of all, the Ten of Clubs, when this card shows up, it's a time for us to study, to learn, to be in a classroom. The Ten of Clubs represents gathering with like minds, being in situations where we're learning new information. And it's information that will initiate you further in your spiritual growth and on that path. It's not just learning mundane things. It's more about learning things that will really take you to the next level of your awareness, and also things that can create new forms of expression for you. Then the Eight of Hearts sitting in your house, this is a card of tremendous support. And it also bestows you with a power to really experience a lot of grace in your life. There's a responsibility that comes with this, because this card represents the power of love itself, and so it must be used with wisdom. Is what I'm saying making sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just carrying on.
The stuff with teaching makes very much sense for me, because I'm thinking about this.
Uh-huh. You're sitting in the Ten of Diamonds house, which is probably the best place to be sitting. It's that position is a double Jupiter position. So if you understand planetary influence, Jupiter is like Santa Claus. It brings us good fortune. And this spot right here, when you sit here, it's like being the pot at the end of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And being in this position says that it's important to first express your gratitude to life through making effort toward what you want. And the key to receiving the blessings of this card is to offer your gratitude first. It's a card of tremendous integrity on the high side. It's all about discipline, communication, intuition, and self-mastery. Those are the secrets that are surrounding you personally right now.
Okay.
You do have the Seven of Hearts in Mercury, which says that, you know, ooh, with the Ace of Spades, which represents this system. So this is a card of spiritual love. So, you know, this is a year when, you know, you're seeing the areas of life, if there are any places where you need to accept or forgive or let go, it's definitely important. You have the Nine of Spades in Venus, which means, you know, a relationship can end. This can also bring, this can also affect family and changes in the family in some way. It looks like with maybe a younger male, there could be an opportunity for you to give in some way that could come up this year, age 37.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, the portal for your next step in manifesting who you are, is really the integration of your spiritual and material values. Your Jack of Hearts is sitting in the Six of Hearts, your Jack of Diamonds is sitting in the Six of Hearts house, which tells me that you must bring all your relationships into right order. It's your responsibility. If any of your relationships, friends, lovers, family, whoever, business people, if any of them need to be some sort of adjustment, it's your responsibility to make that. It's your responsibility to, take them, to put them in their right order and know where they belong. and take the action for that to happen. This is a time when your birth card is actually Pluto to your planetary ruling card, which means there's a major transformation happening for you this year, that in your birthing yourself as a teacher, as, you know, in your own authentic way of who you really are and taking that to the next level in your life. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. And, you know, your result card is the Ten of Hearts. So it's like that card represents the people. So there's a huge transformation happening with you this year, age 37. 37 is governed by the planet Mars. So there's a lot of motivation, there's a lot of inspiration, and there's a lot of movement for you to manifest yourself, your uniqueness, your authenticity, and the higher awareness that you have and what you've come here to do, you know, in a whole new way.
So, okay.
Wow. You must be, you wanted to hear that, apparently.
Yes.
Do you relate to what I'm saying?
Yes, it scares me a little bit, I must admit.
It does?
Yes, because I think I knew it inside. I have known it inside for a long time, and I just began a new job in June as an editor. But my calling is to work on a spiritual level. I know this since 3 or 4 years. And I have a little bit fear that I step out of my job the next month.
Well, let me just look at something here. One, two, three. So you're in Mars right now until November 20th, and you actually do have you have the King of Hearts with the Ten of Diamonds. So the King of Hearts is playing a very profound role relative to this Ten of Diamonds card, because you've got it in Mars, and you're also sitting in the Ten of Diamonds house. So this is a huge, huge boon for good fortune. And then you have the Ace of Diamonds and the Ace of Hearts in Mars as well. So that Ace of Hearts is sitting in the Ten of Clubs house, is sitting in your Jack of Diamonds. So without confusing you or anybody else, I know there are people following along with this in the cards out there. I know some of my students are. This is a time between now and the 20th of November where you could just like catapult into a whole new realm here that's going to line you up to bring tremendous good fortune. And one of the secrets, one of the most important things that you can be doing for yourself is following your intuition. Your intuition is totally guiding you right now, and you must trust that and, you know, let it persuade your logic, because your logic might come in and go, hello, what are you doing? And you just want to make sure that you're trusting your belly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, that's what a friend of mine told me yesterday. He said I should trust more my feelings.
Absolutely, and that's a big request for a King of Clubs.
Yes,
because the club suit represents the mental realm, and you're the king of that suit. So
yes.
It's like your guidance system by nature is to, you know, think about things. And at the same time, the club suit rules the intuitive intelligence. So this is really about, you know, integrating your intuition and your intuition and your logic.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's your opportunity right now. You have tremendous cards of good fortune this year, age 37. And you're in Mars right now, so Mars rules work. It's a time when we take a lot of action, move forward, you know.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And, the Nine of Spades and Venus has worked already for me in the last week, because I'm separated from my girlfriend, and so this is in the card too,
Yes, it's all in the cards.
Yeah.
Every single bit of it.
I wish it would sometimes I wish it would not be, but I think, yeah.
I know, but. Excuse me, sorry.
I know that you can't escape it. I think it's
that what?
Much higher. Yeah.
I didn't hear what you just said.
I think it's much higher than us. So that I worked a long time against this, but in the end it was the Nine of Spades in Venus. Yeah.
Uh huh. And that relationship was the Nine of Spades?
That was the Nine of Spades too, yes.
Yeah. Excuse me?
Yes, can you tell something about the Nine of Spades relationship?
Well, the Nine of Spades is often called the death card. I like to call it the death card. I like the impact of the word death. The Nine of Spades is a card of blessed endings and new beginnings. And it's a card of recreation and reinvention. And it's a card, when it comes along, it says, okay, all these things that you no longer need, they've got to go now. And it doesn't think about it. There's no emotional charge. It just takes them. And it's a powerful card of initiation. And in a relationship, you know, this isn't an ooey-gooey, yummy-wummy love card. I mean, there can be a lot of passion, but there's also a lot of, you know, the Nine of Spades relationships I've seen, it's like they're on, then they're off, then they're on, then they're off. There's so much that comes up because we call these people into our lives to see the things of the past that we're either totally blind to, or we've decided to be in a denial about, or just pushed under the rug. And so, and this is why I wrote my new book, Love and Destiny. It's all about this. What card is governing the relationship? Because that, when we step into relationship with one another, we're under the influence of that energy. And it's profound. It has its own agendas. Absolutely, and we are at the mercy of those. And when we're conscious of what we are, of what they are, like, you know, what, I mean, was that relationship a difficult relationship?
Yes, very difficult.
Yeah, it's a toughie, because nobody's ever getting what they need.
Yeah.
So, but the truth is, you are getting what you need, it's just not what you think.
Yeah.
And eventually, they usually do end.
It was like an on-off, but we didn't separate at the end in between the time when we were together. But it was like sometimes we were very very close, and sometimes we were very distant. It was a change between near and distance.
Uh-huh.
And, That was a Nine of Spades theme, I think.
I've seen other Nine of Spades relationships that are long distance. It's interesting. Arndt, I have a bunch of emails coming in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look at these and do these readings. I really appreciate your call. Thank you so much for calling from Germany.
Thank you so much for doing a reading for me.
You're very welcome.
Okay, then I hear the rest of your show, and you're doing very well. I like it.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Sure. Bye to America.
Bye. So I have a couple of emails here I want to look at. Chantel, she has a copy of my book. You state in the website there's a planetary ruling card. I'm the Seven of Clubs. Okay, I need to know, Mercury in Gemini, I need to know what sign you are, darling, what your zodiac sign is, to tell you what your planetary ruling card is. These things are not in that book because there was only so much room in that book. I have a caller. Can you hold on a second, please?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. So I need to know your astrological sign, Chantel, in order for me to tell you. Being a Seven of Clubs, your soul card is... I've confused myself with my own creation here. Seven of Clubs' soul card is the Jack of Spades, okay? Hi, who's on the line?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I actually got cut off with you last week. You were not able to finish telling me what you were telling me.
Oh, because the guy came on, my Don from the radio station said, you've gone over your time, and so I had to get off the phone.
Okay, okay. I had called late, so I figured I could possibly get the rest of what you were saying to me. You were telling me about some great job offers that were going to be coming up for me.
Oh, well, that sounds good. When's your birthday?
It's 2/13/69.
So you are 40?
39.
39. And, oh, yeah, 69. 40, and you are the Queen of Diamonds.
Yes.
Aquarius.
Yes.
So Queen of Diamonds, Five of Diamonds, 39. Okay, let me take a quick look at this. Are you working now?
No, my job ended last month.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Well, you have a little... It's been a kind of a rough journey here.
Yes.
I must have been looking at your 3-month cycle, and I don't have those cycle charts with me right now. I do see a lot of change relative to work happening for you, and I do see you doing a new job or a new type of work. I also see that you are having to let go right and left of a lot of things.
Definitely.
Which could feel like a real challenge to you. The beauty of all this letting go is there's a tremendous amount of transformation happening in your life. I mean, you have every single nine. You have all four nines, and they are just like... You know, it can feel like you're going through the ringer when this is happening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's definitely true.
Yeah. And so your opportunity here, because 39 is also governed by the planet Saturn, so you're going through a bit of a death and rebirth this year. It's a huge transformation. And if you take advantage of it, and look to see what the opportunities are in the transformation, because, you know, this is a year when you could be completely reinventing who you are and recreating your life if you join forces with this. If you don't, you're going to feel like life has got you in the boxing ring and your hands are tied.
Okay, I'm trying to find the positive aspects of it. I realize that.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I create more for... Getting into, like I said, working in television, which is what I've always wanted to do.
Oh, right. I remember who you are now.
Yep. Always wanted to do that from the time I was young.
Well, I remember looking in your 3-month cycle. Do you believe this is possible?
Do I believe it's possible? I think, yeah, I do.
Well, there's some hesitation in that belief.
No, I was about to use the word think, and you told me don't use that word, so I had to catch myself.
Where do you live?
I live in New York.
Okay, don't you think it would be more advantageous for you to be in Hollywood if you want to be in television?
Yeah, but it takes a lot to just up and move to the other side of the country, you know.
Well, you don't have to move. You could sublet your place and sublet a place in L.A. and go and put your toes in the water. I mean, Hollywood, I live in Hollywood. Hollywood is the television capital of the world. So, you know, I mean, New York is where you go if you want to be in theater. Hollywood is where you go if you want to do television. So if you really want this to happen, perhaps you need to take some practical steps in this direction. Let me look at something here. Your birthday is 2/13. Let me see what 52-day cycle you're in here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you're in Saturn. Woo, this isn't an easy time for you, darling. I'm so sorry. And on Halloween, you go into Uranus. So
it's definitely not easy, that's for sure. But, you know, hey, I guess that's part of life. But at any rate...
Well, the thing is, when you turn 40, this energy shifts, you know, but you really are being drawn to the inner realms of your being right now. When you turn 40, you have very different cards. Those nines turn into tens and kings and things and aces and eights, all cards that make things happen. Right now, the cards you have are just tearing things down, breaking down the structure that you've created. And that includes the way you think, you know. So it's a challenging time. However, if you realize that, you know, and this could seem like a long way off to your birthday, but you've got some pretty tough cards until your birthday. And right now, you've got the Jack of Spades and Saturn. And the Jack of Spades with the King of Diamonds, these cards, the Jack of Spades is the card of the actor. It's also the card of the spiritual initiate. And it's with the King of Diamonds, which is a very powerful card for manifestation. And so one of the things that may be up for you is learning the art of manifestation and what that really is, which is a co-creative process with creation. You know, you've also got the Eight of Diamonds, which shows a new possibility for creating something in the material realm, such as a job. However, you know, my feeling is you got the Five of Spades behind you all year, and that card says, you know, get your fanny off whatever landing pad it's on and move. So maybe you need to go explore the land of television, even if it's just a small trip, so that you go and feel, you know, you put yourself there. See where you want yourself. Put yourself where you want yourself.
Alrighty then.
What did you say, alrighty then?
That's what I said, alrighty then.
I mean, when the Five of Spades behind us, it wants some action. You know, and all these nines are going, let go of how you think about this, let go of how you're in relationship with this, let go of how you think this is supposed to happen.
Well, I agree, because there's definitely a lot of roller coaster with a lot of changes, so I realize that.
Yes, and you, if you resist the change, you're going to be miserable, with all capital letters about 40 feet high.
I believe you.
Yeah. So it's like explore the possibility right now, because you've got very powerful cards in this moment, and you want to explore it. Ask yourself, what's the next step? You know, do you ever think about taking a trip to Hollywood?
Not really. I guess somewhat, but not really. It's not like, you know, a top thought, but somewhat.
Okay. So you need to look at what it is you really want to do in television and mind map for yourself and what you want to do, what that looks like, and where that would happen.
Well, I definitely know what I want to do. I always have. But it's, like I said, New York is safe. Somewhere on the other side of the U.S. is kind of scary, you know? So.
Okay, but how are you ever going to realize your dreams if you don't take a risk? Ain't going to happen.
Well, I'll definitely do it. If the opportunity presents itself, I promise I'll definitely do it.
Okay.
I promise.
All right.
But thank you.
And let me know what happens.
I definitely will.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Jackie. I'm sorry you got cut off last time.
Oh, not a problem.
I could not stand the thing another moment.
Thank you.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
So sometimes we have to move our bodies to make things happen, even if it's just a little exploration. So Jill has sent me an email. Her birthday is April 20th, which means she's an Aries Ace of Diamonds. And she's in a relationship. Oh, she's ending a relationship, which never fully cultivated, with a January 5th birthday, which is the Nine of Spades. Okay, I'd say he's probably a little too sensitive for you, darling. Nine of Spades are very sensitive. And Ace of Diamonds are just like nuclear torpedoes. Okay, so that relationship, just for the record, 70 was a Ten of Clubs relationship. Okay, so now you've recently come across a self-made November 23rd guy. Self-made, Ten of Hearts, who is your Jupiter to this person, who is sexy and energetic, yes he is, and you're curious about the rest of your year. So 1980, 8 from 10 is, are you 22? Wow. Okay, if you're not, send me an email, because my simple math is beyond me. So he is November 23rd, Ten of Hearts. So the Ten of Hearts and the Ace of Diamonds is a Jack of Diamonds relationship. So this is a bit of a quirky relationship, okay? The Jack of Diamonds. Now, you're Jupiter to him in the cards. He's Scorpio, so Nine of Hearts, he's Saturn to you. That can be stabilizing. You're an Aries, Three of Clubs, so you have a Venus connection. That's nice. And you're Neptune to him, so men like their Neptune cards. So that can be dreamy for him. That's all very nice. The Jack of Diamonds relationship requires a tremendous amount of space and freedom, individuality, playfulness, and creativity, okay? So Jack of Diamonds relationship, if you go on my website, it's allinthecards.com, you can actually see what this relationship is like. This kind of relationship needs to have a lot of creativity in it. The Jack of Diamonds in general is a bit quirky, and it sits in Uranus and Neptune, so things that are there one minute may not be there the next, and you just need to be open to that movement and playfulness. This cannot be a traditional relationship. It will suffocate and die in tradition. It's got to be eclectic, unusual, electric, you know, a little eccentric. It's got to be different. It can't be put behind a white picket fence with two cars in the driveway. Cannot. It needs to be free to breathe and be you know, whatever it wants to be in the moment, because that's what that Jack of Diamonds energy is like. Okay? So there's tremendous potential here for yummy and for play and for good fortune and for stability, all of this. He is a teacher to you, so you need to open your eyes to that. You know, aces can be very single-pointed, and especially the Ace of Diamonds. So you want to be really open and receptive. That's what you get to practice. And then, you know, don't try to put this in a box because you'll kill it. Okay? Okay, so I probably have time for two more short calls or one more lengthy call. I can't even remember where I was before I started taking calls. But if somebody wants to call in or email, please do. I should probably check my other email in case somebody emailed me from my website. So, again, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sharon Jeffers. And this is the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. You can go online. I have a new book coming out at the beginning of December. If you pre-order that book right now, you're going to get a good deal because I keep forgetting to change the price on there. My publisher raised the price, and I keep forgetting. And you can pre-order my book, Love and Destiny, or you can order my book, Cards of Destiny. They're also all over the place in bookstores, on Amazon and whatnot. And for those of you that use the cards, I've created an awesome quadrate book, a book of the solar spreads. I just started using it myself 2 weeks ago to do readings, and it's awesome. I don't have a link to sell it yet because I had a lot of students in LA, and so I wanted to get them theirs first and finish those workshops. So I am going to make it available pretty soon on my website or online so that you can order it through PayPal. It's very cool. It's very cool because it opens up some other mystic gateway or something. I don't know. It's a trip. So for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, I'm sorry. This is a magical system. It's easy to learn and important to know for all of us, I think, because it really helps us understand ourselves and each other. And the deck of playing cards is actually the matrix of time. And when we can see that matrix, it actually alters our perception to look from outside of time at our life, the lives of others, and where we are and what's going on. And it's really interesting to watch what's going on with the economy right now. I talked about this a little bit last week, that in the three-month cycle that the United States entered on October 3rd, the Nine of Spades, which is, you know, the Nine of Nines, is in Jupiter, which represents... finances. I have another call. Hello?
Hi, this is Jill. You just gave me the reading I sent on email.
Right. Hi, Jill.
Thanks for taking my call, Sharon.
Uh-huh.
I was curious about my projected outlook of my future right now. I was supposed to have taken an international job that just fell through and have found myself with a couple of months downtime looking to move again, possibly this January. Possible new love is kind of my ideas. Everything you mentioned, I had actually already ordered our Jack of Diamonds reading from you.
Uh-huh.
And everything is right on, I'd say. It's just I'm a bit more curious about what my future is holding.
What your future is holding.
And I'm 28.
I know. Well, at 28, and you turned 28 in April.
Yes.
At 28, you entered a new seven-year cycle. So, wow. You have the Ten of Diamonds in your... Okay, let me tell you something. Did you have a feeling about this job that it wasn't going to happen?
Yes.
Okay, this is what you need to pay attention to. Your intuition.
Yes, it's actually been right on quite often, scarily, in the last 6 months.
I think so, because since your birthday in April, which was 6 months ago, you've got the Ten of Diamonds sitting in your house. And this card is, the spirit card of this card is the Queen of Clubs, who is the mother of intuition, and the soul card of this card is the Queen of Spades, who is the card of self-mastery. And both which, of course, are exalted expressions of the feminine intelligence, which is based on intuition. Dear, I forgot to have water here for me. So that's what everything's about right now. It's about you living in that arena.
Okay.
Of joining life in the unknown. Because the intuition is governed by Neptune. And we can't see what Neptune governs.
Mm-hmm.
We can only feel it. And so your intuitive skills are being honed big time for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to you to be disciplined about with yourself. Your Ace of Diamonds sitting in the King of Clubs house. Hello. Hello. this is really powerful to have a 7-year cycle like this. And you've got 2-4 as long range cards right now, so you really want to establish something.
Yeah, I do.
And destiny is calling to you. And you know, you do have the Jack of Diamonds sitting in a double Neptune position, which Neptune rules foreign countries. And the Jack of Diamonds is the entrepreneur.
Uh-huh.
Okay, however, it's your Pluto card. So this is the trick. I would guess that it could be a foreign company or something in a foreign country that could just launch you into a whole new realm of working. However, it's by really tuning in intuitively and letting that be your guide rather than anything that goes on logically that's going to take you to that place. You're really being worked on right now to take your skills and your understanding and whatever it is you do. What do you do?
Yoga instructor, got a master's in somatic psychology, so body therapy, therapist.
Uh-huh. Where was this going to happen?
It was going to happen through Europe.
Throughout Europe?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The main person actually had gotten sick that my sister and I were going to go and work part of the time for. And
uh-huh.
So the trip got unexpectedly canceled. However, definitely had a feeling that that was possible. And then have chosen now to stay in the Pacific Northwest and just kind of settle in and figure out where I'm supposed to be going in the next couple of months.
Okay, so this is an intuitive journey to discover where that is. Because I do feel that you are going to be in foreign countries working.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really suggested quite strongly in your cards.
Okay.
You know, I don't know why, but have you been to or thought about going to India?
No, I haven't ever been there. Yeah, I've thought about it, but I've never been there.
Because I feel this strong thing about India coming up. Or maybe it's an Indian person that you connect with. There's 3 things that are coming up for me. India, Paris, or France.
Yep.
Paris is a big one. And the other one is Australia.
Yep. Paris is where I was pretty much going to go. Using my French background of, like, in verbal, like, speaking French, and that's where I was kind of thinking about going and parking it.
Okay, so hello, let's get some words out here. My feeling is, I have to get off the phone now, I just
okay.
saw what time it is, but my feeling is that you should still focus on Paris and be open and really just go inside and tap into this.
Thank you. Thank
okay,
you so
you're
much,
welcome.
Sharon.
Thank
amazing.
You for calling, darling.
Bye.
Bye. So, everybody, I have to get off the air now. I am so happy you were all here with me, and I look forward to doing this again next week. So, blessings to all of you, and lots of aloha from Kauai. Bye.